Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Way Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Executive condominium or EC have long been a distinctive feature of Singapore housing landscape, offering a hybrid between public and private housing. In recent years, their appeal has surged due to the rising HDB and private market, prompting many to question, are EC still worth investing in 2025? This video explains the current state of the EC market, examine their profitabilities, market dynamic and future prospect. And most importantly, can still make money or not? Buy property, confirm must make money. Don't make money, buy for what? Correct or not? Introduced in 1996, EC are designed to the sandwich class household that exceed the income ceiling for BTO flats, but find private condominiums financially out of reach. That is why HDB designed this scheme to replace the highly popular executive HDB flats model. EC are developed and sold by private developers. EC come equipped with amenities akin to private condos, such as swimming pool, function room, gyms, playground, and security. However, they are subjected to specific regulations set by HDB. These include forming a family nucleus, buyers must be Singaporean citizens with a monthly household income not exceeding 16,000. They have to fulfill the minimum occupation period before they can sell it on the resale market and other requirements. In recent years, it was reported that many EC are making skyrocketing profits. This is no secret that EC are highly profitable when they hit the resale market. Let me give you one good example. Let's use Hunger Pumps, which is one of the newest EC to have fulfilled its 5 years MOP. It's located along Yio Chu Kang Road and in TOP in 2019. So far, there are 58 profitable transactions and 0 loss-making one. All big one. Make 800,000 to 900,000 is small change. Some unit even making 1 million to even 1.14 million. This is a good double-digit annualized return. That is why COE today is very cheap. Why is 200,000 for brand new car when you are making $1 million profit? Such scenario have been panned out in most EC over the years, from Jurong West to Woodland, Sembawang to Punggol and Sengkang. That is why you will never find EC in prime location. If they are located in prime location, this means they will make even more profit. One good example is Bishan Loft. This is one of the pioneer EC to be launched back then in Bishan Town. One of the primary attractions of EC is their affordability compared to private condominiums. Let me compare them with new launch condos and resale condo in the outside central region. In 2025, the average price of a new EC was approximately 1627 PSF, while new 99 years leasehold private condo in the OCR averaged 2280 PSF. This is a significant 40% price disparity. Obviously, new EC are the better bet, provided you are eligible for one in the first place. If we deep dive into the numbers, we can observe that back then, a decade ago, the average price of a new EC was approximately 801 PSF only. Price has almost doubled in just 10 years. This is higher than the 51% increase in price for resale condo during the same period. This also means new EC has an unfair advantage, even though prices are still insanely high. The supply of EC is pathetically limited. Why do I say that? If you have been following my channel long enough, I have always complained that the authority only released 2 EC sites in the past years. This is definitely not enough. It was only most recently in the GLS program for first half 2025 that they released more sites. But these 2 sites are relatively smaller sites. One in Senja, Bukit Panjang, and the other in Sabawang. This limited supply, coupled with strong demand from HDB upgraders and first-time buyers, has led to robust sales. For example, Oriole at Tampines was fully sold within a month at an average selling price of 1766 PSF. This after a 90% sales rate shortly after its launch in the first quarter of 2025. By the way, there'll be an upcoming new EC in the Tengah area. This EC is known as Auto Place, developed by renowned developer Hoi Hub and Sunway. Targeted to be launched this July with 600 units of 3 bedroom and 4 bedrooms. Most importantly, it's just 4 minutes walks to future Tengah Park and Bukit Batok West MRT station. Preview is targeted to be launched in 4th July and booking is estimated to be on 19th July. If you are interested, kindly let me know. I can run through the details financial calculation with you. Here, the million-dollar question is, EC in 2025 can buy or buy? There are only two EC launched in 2025. This is none other than Auto Place in Tengah and the other in Jalan Loyang Besar next to Downtown East. The remaining one in Tampines West have to wait till 2026 after the 15 months wait-out period. I know they are always complained by buyers that EC prices are crazy. A decade ago, they only cost an average of 800 per square feet. Today, they are easily commanding double the prices. What to do? Everything goes up. Singaporeans are also generally happy. There's nothing much to complain about. Correct or not? Just pay and pay law. Here, before I dissect Auto Place expected selling price, let me analyze the earlier site that was sold along Plantation Close. This site, which is now known as Novo Place, was sold at 703 PSF PPR. The break-even cost is 1292 PSF. As of December 16, 2024, Caveat Lodge indicate that the average selling price of units sold at Novo Place is 1656 PSF. This means the profit margin is a healthy 28%. Since Auto Place has a slightly lower land cost at 701 PSF PPR, the break-even is 1289 PSF. Assuming the same 28% margin, the expected selling price will likely be 1650 PSF or higher. If you find that expensive, then go for the next EC at Jalan Loyang Besar. Based on break-even cost of 1326 PSF, the expected selling price, assuming a 28% margin, will be 1007 per square feet. Still cheap, right, if you compare them against mass market new homes at 2000 per square feet. EC sure win one. That's for sure. The only question is, win by how much? Here, let me run some numbers again. I doubt anyone in the industry has run such details and unbiased analysis before. If you think I've done a good job, consider like, subscribe, and share. A decade ago, EC average launch price was 801 PSF, 99 years new home in the OCR at 1178 PSF, and resale condo at 1074 PSF. The difference between them was 47% and 34% respectively. This means new homes are 47% more expensive than EC, and resale condo are 34% more pricey compared to new EC. This no doubt means that EC back then is a good buy and a must buy. Having said that, back then many say EC are second class properties and avoid them like don't know what. Well, those that took the leap of faith, what like qi xiao today? Fast forward to 2025, EC average launch price was 1627 PSF. 99 years new home in the OCR at 2280 PSF and resale condo at 1618 PSF. The difference between them now is 40% and 0% respectively. This means new homes are 40% more expensive than EC. That is why EC are still a better bet if you are eligible to buy one as compared to a brand new 99 years condo. However, the gap between resale condo and brand new EC has narrowed. Does this mean it's more worthwhile buying resale condo? Well, in a sense, if you want the location to be near schools or amenities, then by all means. But if you want new, then new EC is still a better bet. However, do know that future EC may not be able to profit as much as before. Let's be realistic about that, since resale and EC delta has narrowed in recent years. This, after all, EC has been gaining traction due to its strong profitability. Executive condominium continue to be a compelling options in Singapore property market, offering a blend of affordability, quality amenities, and significant capital appreciation potential. The robust resale profits observed in recent years underscore their investment appeal, particularly for first-time buyers and HDB upgraders seeking to transition into private housing. However, prospective buyers should carefully consider the restriction and the potential for capital appreciation after MOP. Buy a home and at the same time, if it offers capital upside, then consider this just as a bonus. That's all. Hope you enjoyed this video. Once again, see you soon.